Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Stories with Daddy podcast. My name is Stephen Batt, a.k.a. Daddy, and I'm here with my four kids.
Ava,
Sienna,
Camden,
Gavin.
And we hope you enjoy today's story called Streganona Chapter 1, The Pasta Slide. Once upon a time, there was a family with two little girls and a little boy, Ava, Sienna, and Camden. They had a mom and a dad and a bunch of grandparents, including one named Nonna. Nonna was from a town in Italy called Napoli, and her mom was named Beast Nonna. They both lived here in America. Beast Nonna had come to America with her husband many, many years ago. But someone stayed in Italy, and that was Beast Nonna's mom. See, Streganona was already in her mid-50s and just didn't want to leave. She loved her family, and of course, she made homemade pasta and owned an Italian pasta restaurant where people could get all the best spaghetti, lasagna, fettuccine, all the different pastas you could imagine. Well, the girls got home from school and were doing their homework. There was a knock at the door. It's the mailman. He's got a package. Huh? Okay, let's see who it's from. They opened the door and they looked at it. It said, "To my familia favorita in America. Love, Streganona." Huh? Streganona sent us a package? Let's see what it is. They opened it up, and inside, there appeared to be a piece of Parmesan cheese, a big old wedge. "I love Parmesan. I want some," said Sienna. "No, no, I get it first. I'm bigger," said Ava.
"Me want Parmesan too,"
said Camden, peering over the side of the box. "Wait a second, huh?" But as Ava picked it up, they realized it wasn't real cheese. It was some kind of paper, and just as she pulled it out, it popped open, and inside was a little dancing figure of Streganona herself. And it had a little recording that was looping over and over.
"Ciao, familia! Join me in Italy for my 100th birthday. I'm gonna make you the best pasta ever. Hope to see you there. Ciao."
Huh? Streganona is inviting us to her house in Italy? That is so cool. So, a few weeks later, the family left their house. With their car packed with suitcases, they were headed to the airport for their first family plane trip. So off they went, up and over, all the way to Italy.
"Cabin crew, prepare for landing, thank you."
When the plane landed and the family got off, they were walking through the terminal when they heard a loud woman.
"Hey, ciao, mia familia!"
And she was making pasta.
She took turns hugging each of the kids.
"She smells like pasta," said Sienna. "Mm-hmm, and Parmesan too," said Ava.
"I'm going to have a big 100-year anniversary for my birthday, and we were going to have a big party. Are you excited?"
"I think so," said Sienna.
"Yes, we're very excited, Streganona. I'm Ava."
"Oh, yes, I know you, Ava. I've seen you in all the pictures on the Facebook."
Well, they took a ride back to Streganona's house. And when they got there, they were greeted by lots of family that they had never met before. There was
Tio Vincenzo and Zia Carmela. And lots of others.
They even had a few Italian cousins that were about their age.
"Ciao,"
said some of the kids.
Hi, said Ava. Okay, kids, okay. I'm going to give you a little popsicle, and you go to bed, okay? And then in the morning, we better go to have a lots of fun, okay? Just to make sure, do not go into the back room there, because I'm getting stuff ready for the party, and I don't want any kids in there. Okay, Stregonona. So Stregonona went off to bed, but the kids couldn't help sneak into that back room to find out what she was hiding. They tiptoed across the dark kitchen floor to the back door. I think it's just through there, said Sienna. Okay, let's go. They creaked open the door and a light turned on. Whoa, look! The walls were piled high with fresh Parmesan cheese. There were chocolate cakes and pasta everywhere. But that wasn't the best of it. In the middle of the room, there appeared to be some sort of big cutout circle in the wall. It said a word on top. They just didn't know. What does that mean, Ava? I don't know. I can't read Italian. But as they walked closer, they realized what it was. It was the pasta slide. What? Whoa, no wonder she didn't want us going back in here. Look at this. She's got a brand new slide made out of pasta, and it's going all the way down to Sienna. Sienna, look! Down at the bottom of the slide, there was a huge pool, and it wasn't filled with water. It was filled with noodles.
Oh, cool.
Noodles that had been cooked, but were just wet enough to swim in. Whoa, there's a pasta pool. I don't know about this, said Ava.
Ava, climb on my back.
Huh? Sienna laid down on the slide.
If I open my mouth, how much pasta do you think I can eat by the time we get into the pool?
No, Sienna, I don't think so.
Get on my back, I'm going.
I don't want to be up here alone. Okay, fine. So Sienna laid down on her tummy with her head facing the bottom of the slide, and Ava climbed onto her back like she was riding a horse.
Okay, I think we're ready. 1, 2, 3.
They pushed off, and they went sliding down the slide. And as they went down the slide, different stuff was falling from the roof of the slide. First, there was Parmesan, the yummiest grated Parmesan.
Open your mouth, I can taste it.
Ooh, they were getting mouthfuls of yummy Parmesan. Then they went through another part and it had mozzarella cheese sprinkling down.
I like this.
It was wonderful and they were eating so much. Then there was bread, little warm bread balls that were about this big flying down from the ceiling. They were gobbling them up as they went. And then they were finally getting toward the end of the slide.
Hold on tight, said Sienna,
opening her mouth wide.
Ah!
She opened her mouth as big as she could, and right when they hit the pasta pool, she ate so much pasta that her lips and her cheeks filled up like a balloon. And they filled up so big that Sienna started to float out of the pool. Ava grabbed onto her foot.
Wait, Sienna, you can't go up there. Follow me.
Sienna's big old puffy cheeks filled with pasta floated them both all the way back up to the top of the slide.
What about Stregonona?
When they landed at the top of the slide, Stregonona was standing there, smiling a big smile.
Oh, little girls, I'ma no want you to eat all of my pasta, but now you know my secret. For my 100th birthday, we were going to have a big pasta party. I even took the water out of the pool and filled it with a pasta. But guess what? I have another pool, too. And now you know about it, I'ma go to tell you. I've got the ice cream pool.
I don't know, Stregonona. It sounds too cold, said Ava.
But Ava, we'll at least get to eat ice cream, said Sienna.
No, no, no. You no swim in the ice cream. I'ma give you a special board, like a surfer board. You both stand on it as a surfer board. And when you get to the bottom of the slide, you paddle in the ice cream. And you go through all the different flavors. And you can take a bigger spoon. I'ma give you two bigger spoons right from my wall. This is a bigger silver spoon, almost bigger than your head. You can eat so much ice cream, you'll be never going to have no much room in your tummy, she said. But I don't want your mom and dad to wake up. I don't want to get in trouble. So here, take the spoons and go down there and eat all you can. Go, she said. The girls climbed onto the surfboard, got their big spoons. They were like paddles for a kayak. Here we go. One, two, three. And they went surfing down the pasta slide. But this time, it was dessert. Instead of Parmesan and mozzarella falling from the sky, there were chocolate chips and sprinkles. And all the yummy toppings you would want to put on an ice cream. There were little M&Ms and Butterfinger bits and Reese's peanut butter cups and even those little pop bubble flavor balls.
I love flavor bubbles, said Sienna.
They went surfing all the way down, gobbling up as much toppings as they could. When they got to the bottom of the slide, there were two big buckets. One had Ava's name on it and the other had Sienna.
I guess this is for the ice cream, said Ava.
This is huge. Each bucket was as big around as the two of the girls. Let's see how big of an ice cream we can make.
Whoa, look. Look at the first flavor.
The first part of the pool was covered in chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yay.
They went paddling through, scooping up big shovelfuls and dumping them into their bucket. Sienna just reached her hand and grabbed a huge chunk. It was dripping. She had chocolate all over her face.
Your turn, Ava. No, Sienna, I don't want to do that. I'm waiting for my favorite flavor, mint. But, no, Ava,
said Sienna, balling up a ball of chocolate ice cream like a big snowball.
Hi-ya!
She threw it. Ava opened her mouth and the snowball of chocolate ice cream went right in.
Hey, that's pretty good, said Ava.
Said Sienna. They kept paddling through the different flavors. There was orange sherbet. There was strawberry ice cream. There was rainbow sherbet. And finally they got to mint.
My favorite, said Ava,
piling a big old pile of mint right onto her bucket. Yum. But she didn't stop there. She piled some more onto the top of her head and onto her shoulders and into her mouth and even put some down her shirt.
I want all this ice cream, please.
Sienna said, I can't believe it, Ava. You're going to get too cold.
No, I'm not, Sienna. I love ice cream. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. They ate until their bodies were shivering cold. Strega Nona was watching from the top with her binoculars, laughing and giggling all the while.
Oh, these girls are so crazy.
But she realized that Ava looked very cold, and Sienna looked like she had eaten so much her belly was swelled up like a balloon.
Okay, I'm going to get to these crazy American girls.
So she went surfing all the way down on her own thing, eating some ice cream on the way until she got to the girls.
Okay, girls, we got to take you home now. We got to go upstairs or we're going to get in a big trouble. We've got a party in the morning. Okay, come with me. Come with me.
And so the three girls went back up and she snuck them back into their rooms just as their mommy was getting up to go potty in the middle of the night. But she didn't hear a word. And the two girls got back into bed and giggled and laughed and couldn't wait to find out what Strega Nona had going for breakfast that morning. And many more surprises came to be. You'll have to listen to Chapter 2 of Strega Nona to find out. Good night. The end.